New Country Z100, Justin Moore and Point at You. Good morning at 8:26 this morning. We've got sunshine trying to work its way through the clouds here on Route 13 in Carterville, but more clouds than sun as the day goes on, and then a 50% chance of rain a little bit later. Justin Moore, who you just heard right there, made a mistake. And he has a diesel, real nice Chevy, like Duramax diesel pickup truck. And somehow, some way, the other day, just yesterday, he put gasoline into a diesel-powered vehicle. And it on his Twitter, and I had shared this on our Facebook and website, he had to have it towed. I wonder, you know, what happens to that engine. And I have a friend who knows all about cars. It's Jason Eigenrau, and he's on the phone with me here from the Ike family of dealerships. And man, what is going to happen to a diesel-powered power plant when you do this?
Well, first of all, you have green handles to know that you got diesel you're putting in. Everything, every other color is gas.
Right.
So, sure to God, that should have been your first clue that you're putting a different color handle, because green is the first one. So,
okay.
But really, the diesel engine just won't run. It'll run really, really bad and probably won't even start. Mm. So, really what you have to do is you first have to drain all the gas out of the tank. You got to take all the lines off, get it all off the engine. Diesels have fuel filters. That's going to have to be replaced. And once you get all the gas out of it, you put all the new fuel filters on it, put all the lines back on it, fill it back up with diesel, and you should be good to go. It really won't mess up your engine because it just won't run. And it's the same way if someone puts diesel in a gas engine. It just really won't run very well. You have to drain all the fluid. That's where it costs. You have to take your car towed.
Yeah.
You have to pay a high dollar, you know, to have a service technician do it. So, I mean, it's going to cost them quite a bit of money to have the car towed to the local dealer, have them take all the stuff off. And I can tell you, when I'm at the dealership, I know when somebody's gas tank is getting dropped.
Man, it was one of those really nice, you know, Duramax jobs. So,
I have a nice Duramax diesel, and I know better not to put gas in it.
Right. You know, because what is a Duramax, honestly? Was it about a 50?
What'd you say, what model he had, an LTZ or something?
I'm looking at the picture that he tweeted, and I'm thinking it is an LTZ. I mean, it's loaded up with a lift kit and everything.
Well, not including the lift kit, because I have no clue what that costs, but a normal diesel LTZ. LTZ just means it's the like top of the line.
Yeah.
So you're probably talking 65.
Oh, goodness.
Right around there, $1,000 for a fully loaded. Then he probably added, he's got it lifted, probably another $8,000 to $10,000, depending on what he did to it. I mean, that's a pretty big bonehead mistake, but I guess he's got the money to mess it up, huh?
I guess he does, but that's going to be a pretty hefty bill for Justin Moore. And once again, he tweeted the picture and uses the hashtag, I'm an idiot. It's okay. Don't be so hard on yourself, Justin, but it did have to get it towed. It stopped, and we'll see how that all pans out for him. The picture there in the story at Z100FM.com. You can check it out. Kent the Country Morning Show portion right there and on our Facebook, too. It's 8:30. Good morning. Kent the Country Morning Show at Z100.